Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhart, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph, the first parak maybe get. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara on the previous Daf explained that Rabbi Shimon considers a get signed by idolaters valid because he holds like Rabbi Lazar that Edi Mesirikarti, the witnesses to deliver, enable the get to sever the marital bond even without signatures. The Gemara asks that a document which is mezuyich matocho, internally faulty, is invalid even though no signatures were necessary. This is because of a concern that people may come to use the signed witnesses for the delivery as well, for which they are not qualified. The Gemara answers b'shemos muvhakim. The Mishnah refers to signatures of distinct names, meaning obviously Gentile names. People know they're not valid witnesses and will not rely on them. In a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon reported that such gittin are valid even when written by ordinary Gentiles, meaning non-judges, although they are unreliable because these documents are only used for the actual divorce or shikhur and not for proof. The Chamim only invalidate a monetary document, such as sales, which are used as proof when written by ordinary Gentiles. Rabbi Kiva considers even such documents reliable. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ha'omer ten get zeli ishti b'shtar shikhur zeli abdi. One who says to a shaliach, give this get to my wife, or give this get shikhur to my slave, Reb Meir holds imratz alachzor b'shneim yachzor. If he wants to retract from either of them, he may retract, because neither get takes effect until it reaches its recipient. The Chachamim partially disagree. B'gittei nashim, avelo b'shichuri abadim. This is true regarding woman's gittin, but not regarding gittei shichur. They explain the distinction. L'fi shazakna adam shelo b'fanav, v'ein chavin lo elo b'fanav, because one may benefit another person even in his absence, meaning without his authorization, but one cannot disadvantage another person except in his presence, meaning with authorization. All agree that a divorce is a disadvantage for the woman since it includes a loss of financial support and therefore cannot be performed by a shliach without her authorization. The Chachamim consider freedom to be an advantage only and therefore takes effect immediately. Because if the master wishes not to feed a slave, he may, so the emancipation is not considered a loss of support. Their dispute is elaborated on further on Daf Yud Beis. And pointing with Rav Huna and Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef were once sitting before Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was dozing. Rav Huna sought to deduce from the Chachamim's opinion, Hatofes Lebalchov Kana, one who seizes property for a creditor. The creditor acquires it. In our mission, the shaliach was only instructed to give the get to the slave, yet the master cannot retract. This must be because the shaliach can acquire the get on behalf of the slave immediately, since it's a benefit to him. This is equivalent to seizing property on behalf of a creditor whose borrower did not pay. Rav Yitzhak responded, V'afil b'makm shechav l'acherim, would this prove even where the seizure disadvantages others? In the Mishnah, acquiring the get for the slave is to the detriment of the master who can no longer attract. If so, one could even seize property on behalf of a creditor to the detriment of other creditors who will not be able to collect their own debts. Rav Huna agreed. Rabbi Yirmiyah awoke and chided them that Rabbi Yochanan says, a creditor does not acquire property, seize on his behalf, when it disadvantages others, and explained the Mishnah's reason. Ko omer tenu, ko omer zachudami. Anyone who says give is as if he says acquire for the recipient. Thus, the shliach was instructed by the master to acquire the get for the slave. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara on the previous daf explained that Rabbi Shimon considers a get signed by idolaters valid because he holds like Rabbi Lazar that Edi Mesirikarti, the witnesses to delivery, enable the get to sever the marital bond even without signatures. The Gemara asks that a document which is mezuyich matocho, internally faulty, is invalid even though no signatures were necessary. This is because of a concern that people may come to use the signed witnesses for the delivery as well, for which they are not qualified. The Gemara answers b'shemos muvhakim. The Mishnah refers to signatures of distinct names, meaning obviously Gentile names. People know they're not valid witnesses and will not rely on them. In a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon reported that such gittin are valid even when written by ordinary Gentiles, meaning non-judges, although they are unreliable because these documents are only used for the actual divorce or shikhur and not for proof. The Chachamim only invalidate a monetary document, such as sales, which are used as proof when written by ordinary Gentiles. Rabbi Kiva considers even such documents reliable. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ha'omer ten get zeli ishti b'shtar shichur zeli abdi. One who says to a shaliach, give this get to my wife, or give this get shichur to my slave, Reb Meir holds imratz alachzor b'shneim yachzor. If he wants to retract from either of them, he may retract, because neither get takes effect until it reaches its recipient. The Chachamim partially disagree. B'gittei nashim, avelo b'shichuri abadim. This is true regarding woman's gittin, but not regarding gittei shichur. They explain the distinction. L'fi shazakna adam shelo b'fanav, v'ein chavin lo elo b'fanav, because one may benefit another person even in his absence, meaning without his authorization, but one cannot disadvantage another person except in his presence, meaning with authorization. All agree that a divorce is a disadvantage for the woman since it includes a loss of financial support and therefore cannot be performed by a shliach without her authorization. The Chachamim consider freedom to be an advantage only and therefore takes effect immediately. Because if the master wishes not to feed a slave, he may, so the emancipation is not considered a loss of support. Their dispute is elaborated on further on Daf Yud Beis. And pointing with Rav Huna and Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef were once sitting before Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was dozing. Rav Huna sought to deduce from the Chachamim's opinion, Hatofes L'Bal Chov Kana, one who seizes property for a creditor. The creditor acquires it. In our Mishnah, the shliach was only instructed to give the get to the slave, yet the master cannot retract. This must be because the shliach can acquire the get on behalf of the slave immediately, since it's a benefit to him. This is equivalent to seizing property on behalf of a creditor whose borrower did not pay. Rav Yitzhak responded, "V'afil b'makom shechav la'acherim, would this prove even where the seizure disadvantages others? In the Mishnah, acquiring the get for the slave is to the detriment of the master who can no longer attract. If so, one could even seize property on behalf of a creditor to the detriment of other creditors who will not be able to collect their own debts." Rav Huna agreed. Rabbi Yirmiyah awoke and chided them that Rabbi Yochanan says, a creditor does not acquire property, seize on his behalf, when it disadvantages others, and explained the Mishnah's reason. Ko omer tenu, ko omer zachudami. Anyone who says give is as if he says acquire for the recipient. Thus, the shliach was instructed by the master to acquire the get for the slave. All right, so now we get our simur daf yud aleph, and our standard simon is stars, because the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The stargazer, Kyle MacDonald III, who liked to sign his distinct Goyish name on Shtaros, surrounded by 11 green stars, looked through his telescope and saw a master unsuccessfully attempt to attract to get Shichur after giving it to his shaliach. Next is someone who sees property for a Baal Chov being told to give it back because it's a disadvantage to other Baal Chov. Once again, slow motion. The stargazer, Kyle MacDonald III, who liked to sign his distinct Goyish name on Shtaros, surrounded by 11 green stars. 11 stars? That must be on Daf Yud Aleph. Stars. The stargazer, Kyle MacDonald III, who liked to sign his distinct Goyish name on Shtaros, surrounded by 11 green stars, which reminds us. The Gemara in the previous Daf explained that Rabbi Shimon considers a get signed by idolaters valid, because he holds like Rabbi Elazar that Edi Mesira Karti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marital bond even without signatures. The Gemara said a document which is Mezuyah Matocho, internally faulty, is invalid, even though no signatures were necessary. This is because of a concern that people may come to use the signed witnesses for the delivery as well, for which they're not qualified. The Gemara answers b'shemus muvhakin. The Mishnah refers to signatures of distinct names, meaning obviously Gentile names. People know they're not valid witnesses and will not rely on them. So the stargazer Kyle MacDonald III, who liked to sign his distinct Goyish name on Shtaros, surrounded by 11 green stars, looked through his telescope and saw a master unsuccessfully attempt to attract to get Shichur after giving it to his shaliach, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ha'omer ten get zeh li'ishti, ushtar shichur zeh la'avdi. One who says to his shaliach, give this get to my wife or give this get Shichur to my slave, Remer holds imratzo lachso b'shneim yachso. If he wants to retract from either of them, he may retract because neither get takes effect until it reaches his recipient. The Chachamim partially disagree. B'gitei nashim avalo b'shichur yavadim. This is true regarding women's gittin, but not regarding gittei shichur. They explain the distinction of fisha zakna adam shelo b'fanav vein chavin lo el b'fanav, because one may benefit another person even in his absence, meaning without his authorization, but one cannot disadvantage another person except in his presence, meaning with authorization. So the stargazer Kyle MacDonald III, who liked to sign his distinct Goyish name on Shtaros, surrounded by 11 green stars, looked through his telescope and saw a master unsuccessfully attempt to attract to get Shichur after giving it to his shaliach. Next is someone who sees property for a Baal Chov being told to give it back because it's a disadvantage to other Baal Chov, which reminds us, Rav Huna and Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef once were sitting before Rav Yirmiyah, who was dozing. Rav Huna sought to deduce from the Chachamim's opinion, Hatofes L'Baal Chov Kana, one who seizes property for a creditor. The creditor acquires it. When Rav Yirmiyah awoke, he chided them that Rav Yochanan says, a creditor does not acquire property seized on his behalf when it disadvantages others, and explained the Mishnah's reason, Ko'omer Tenu, Ko'omer Zachudami. Anyone who says give is as if he says acquire it for the recipient. Thus, the shliach was instructed by the master to acquire the get for the slave. So once again, the stargazer Kyle MacDonald III, who liked to sign his distinct Goyish name on Shtaros, surrounded by 11 green stars, looked through his telescope and saw a master unsuccessfully attempt to attract to get Shichur after giving it to a shaliach. Next is someone who sees property for a Baal Chov being told to give it back because it's a disadvantage to other Baal Chov. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards with green guns, that must be more Dav Zayin, kli zayin, guns. The armed guards with green guns staying outside the wedding hall, preventing people entering with instruments and wedding crowns, which reminds us. The Gemara brings sources of how we know that music of parties and wedding crowns worn by Chasanim are prohibited. So the armed guards with green guns standing outside the wedding hall, preventing people entering with instruments and wedding crowns, let an ani come in who had just given tzedakah, which reminds us Rav Avir Darshan the Pasuk to teach if someone sees his means of support are precise, the mutsumsamim, he should still perform tzedakah from them. V'koshekhen shehen merubin, and certainly if they're plentiful. And we also learn, afil ani misparnes minat tzedakah, yatzed tzedakah. Even a poor person supported by tzedakah should perform tzedakah, and if he does so, shuv ein marin lo simani anias, heaven no longer shows him signs of poverty. So, the armed guards with green guns standing outside the wedding hall, preventing people entering with instruments and wedding crowns, let an ani come in who had just given tzedakah, but weren't sure what to do with the shliach off in the distance bringing a get that was written in a boat. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes whether bringing a get written in a boat is like one who brings one in Eretz Yisrael and does not need to say b'fani nachlav or not. Dav Ches. So the simur Dav Ches is challah. So here goes. The baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs. Challahs, baker, that must be more on Dav Ches. The baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs, as gittin were being written, which reminds us, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak offered another explanation for the opposing prices about a get brought in a boat. The argument doesn't concern the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, which would not require b'fani nechtav, but the Yam HaGadol of the Mediterranean Sea, and a Malchokas is brought regarding which islands in the Mediterranean Sea are considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So the baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs, as gittin were being written, got a call from a friend who ordered challahs to celebrate his purchase of a field in Syria, where the shtar was written by a goy on Shabbos, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that Syria, areas of Syria conquered by David HaMelech, has some halachos of Eretz Yisrael, including one who acquires a field in Syria is like one who acquires in the provinces of Yerushalayim. Rav Sheshes explains a practical application, that the document of sale may be written by a goy even on Shabbos if the seller, a Gentile, is departing on Shabbos. Even though Amir La'akum telling an idolater to do malacha on Shabbos is normally a shvus, a rabbinic prohibition, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael will gazu rabban, because in the mitzvah of settling Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis did not apply the decree to this case. So the baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs, as gittin were being written, got a call from a friend who ordered challahs to celebrate his purchase of a field in Syria where the shtar was written by a goy on Shabbos, and to cheer up his Eved, who didn't acquire his master's possessions when he acquired himself. Which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that an Eved who brings his Get Shichrur, his emancipation document which states, Atzmecha v'nechasai k'nuyim lach, yourself and my possessions are hereby acquired to you, and he says, b'fani nechtav as required, Atzmokana nechasim mokana. He acquires himself and goes free, but does not acquire the possessions. His testimony is not accepted regarding the monetary aspect of the document, which requires two witnesses. The Gemara asks about a document which states, Kol nechasai k'nuyim lach, all my possessions are acquired to you, which includes himself as one of the master's possessions. Dav Tes, so the simur Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the Eved dropped a green teapot, that must mean we're on Dav Tes, teapot. When the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed since Lav Kruz Gitahu, the separation between the slave and master wasn't clear in the document, which reminds us, Reb Meir says, a kosev kol nechasav avdo yatz ben chorin, one who writes over all his possessions to his Eved, he goes free because he's included in the master's possession. Shiar karka koshu lo yatz ben chorin, if the master retained land of any size for himself, he doesn't go free. Rav Ashi explains Reb Meir to say, mishum de Lav Kruz Gitahu, because the separation between the slave and master is not clear in the document. Ramir holds that even if the master did identify the retained property, the slave doesn't go free because this retention suggests the possibility that he means to retain the slave as well. This remote possibility disqualifies the get as lacking its requisite clarity. So when the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed since Lav Kruz Gitahu, the separation between the slave and master wasn't clear in the document, green tea splashed all over blank paper etched for Edim, who didn't know how to sign a woman's get, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice that Edim who do not know how to sign, we etch a blank paper for them with their names, and the Edim filled the etches with ink. Rav Shimon Gamliel says this is only valid for gittin of women, but not for any other documents, including a get shichur. A special leniency was granted to protect women from becoming agunos if they're pressed for time and cannot obtain better witnesses. So when the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed since Lav Kruz Gitahu, the separation between the slave and master wasn't clear in the document, green tea splashed all over blank paper etched for Edim who didn't know how to sign a woman's get. get. Just as someone rushed into the room to sadly inform the woman that her husband died and that her get would be no good, nor would other documents. Which reminds us, the Braisa does not include as one of the similarities between a get Isha and get Shichur that they cannot be given after Misa, after death, because this rule applies to other documents and is not exclusive to them. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that even an ani should give tzedakah? That's on Dav. Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have machlokes about writing a get in a boat in the Mediterranean Sea? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn about documents and getting signed in idolatrous courts? That's on Dav. Yud. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have machlokes about a get shichur where the master retains property and it's not a krus gita? That's on Dav. Test. Good. Number 5. Which of them the Rav Shimon holds that a get signed by idolaters is valid because they're using Shemos Muvhakim, distinct Goyish names? That's on Dav. Yadav. Good. Number 6. Which of them a Kusi's signature on a get is considered reliable when a Yisrael signed under it? That's on Dav. Yud. Good. Number 7. Which of them the Makom is about retracting a get shichur after handing it to a Shaliach? That's on Dav. Yidav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that etching signatures is only permitted on a get for witnesses who do not know how to sign? That's on Dav. Test. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss the concept of hatofes le balchov, seizing property for a creditor, and that it doesn't work when it's going to disadvantage other balichov? That's on Dav. Yidav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that it's enough for the shliach to hear the scratching of the sofer to testify the get was written lishma? That's on Dav. Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.